political progressives want to follow the example of a conservative group called ALEC. The American Legislative Exchange Council influences state legislation. People on the left are outraged by ALEC's success. Or maybe the word is envious, because liberals want a similar group of their own. NPR's Peter Overby reports on what ALEC did and how progressives want to respond.
The mission of ALEC is to advance conservative goals through state laws. It's had great success with an agenda focused on cutting taxes and government spending and rolling back regulations. ALEC accomplishes this by bringing state legislators together with lobbyists from the corporations that underwrite ALEC. They team up to write initiatives that ALEC's lawmakers take home to their states. ALEC had its annual conference in Washington earlier this month.
Thank you all.
Among the speakers, Republican Senator-elect Tom Tillis.
I hate now that I'm going to the U.S. Senate, y'all are going to kick me to the curb. I can't be a member anymore. But
Tillis had been Speaker of the House in North Carolina. He ran through his achievements, pretty much an ALEC wish list.
We cut personal income tax, corporate tax, sales tax, repealed land transfer taxes, cut regulations.
Then, a week after the ALEC confab, came the kickoff conference of the new progressive group, the State Innovation Exchange, or SIX.
My understanding of what ALEC does is that they're basically a dating service for corporate America and state legislators.
This is Nick Rathode, executive director of SIX. He says SIX will bring together progressive legislators and advocates.
What we're trying to do is really try to drive a people's agenda that focuses on working class, middle class issues.
Laura Kelly had come to the conference from Topeka, Kansas, where she's a state senator.
What we're talking about is healthy public policy that is in the best interest of the majority of people.
A notion that she says isn't just liberal. The State Innovation Exchange comes after not one, but three other attempts to go up against ALEC. This time, the plan is to start slowly. At first, SIX would go into several states with the same one or two issues. Likely possibilities are carbon reduction, where unions and environmentalists will have to unite, and criminal justice reform, where hardcore progressives and small government conservatives can work together. Jay Kaufman, a state representative from Lexington, Massachusetts, says the slow but steady approach sounds good.
I've talked to a fair number of people in this room who are tired of losing with a shared sense of righteous indignation, and we're angry about that.
Since 2012, progressive activists have campaigned to drive America's biggest corporations out of ALEC. About 100 have quit, including eBay, just this month. And the campaign blew $1 million-plus hole in ALEC's budget. Still, ALEC claims the membership of about one out of four state lawmakers nationwide, and Republicans dominate the state houses. In the 13 southern states, Democrats hold exactly one chamber, the Kentucky House. Ellen Bravo is director of the Family Values at Work Consortium and is on the SIX advisory board. She says that in her advocacy work, ALEC has become a liability for the other side.
When we say to people, it's ALEC who's behind it, that legislator is a member of ALEC, other folks don't want to be associated with it.
Now, over at ALEC, Communications Director Bill Meyerling shrugs off the attacks.
More perspectives and discussions on any issue is always a good thing for democracy.
Although he also says this.
It's certainly ironic that we can be reviled and mimicked all in the same breath.
Meyerling says he's fine with that. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.